side chick.
And it's all she has done is she's been trying to put the baby on us.
Force it. Yeah, you have. Don't sit up and act like you have it.
But the thing about her,
she's trying to push that baby on. That ain't mine. I didn't sleep with her. That child is not ours.
When you say she's trying to push the baby on you, what do you mean?
She wants me to acknowledge that child is my son's. That's not going to happen.
No, I think she's more so obsessed.
So, Miss McBirth, tell me about the first time you met Elijah.
I seen him at the doctor's office where I was taking his real children to the doctor. And it was a newborn. And I walked past them, and I kind of looked, glanced over there, and I seen this little white baby. I knew it wasn't mine, and I ain't had nothing else to say or do about it since then. She needed to get that out of her head. That child is not my son's baby, period.
Well, let me first, of course, state the obvious, which I'm hoping you know as well, being African-American. You know our children come in all colors, shades.
Elijah she told is me very he
was,
white.
She told me she didn't know who the father was. She's changed her story up different times about who's the father. At first, when I first met the girl, she said, okay, I asked her, I said, okay, this is my brother's baby. She said, yes. I said, do you know or do you think? She said, I think. So when we asked, while she was pregnant, we asked her for a DNA test.
And what did she say?
She was like, oh, okay. She was all for it. At that time frame, she was all for it, the DNA test. All of a sudden, when she had the baby, that was out the question. Because she come up with this lie, talking about, oh, well, he can't do it because he's not here. No, that's a lie. You know exactly where he was at. And he had no, if she truly wanted him to take a DNA test, she could have had it done, but she didn't want to. Plus, the baby has her ex-husband's last name.
That's because that's my last name.
Mm-hmm. And so hold on now, if you don't think the child is his, why would she be trying to change the name?
Well, we've been trying to change the name a couple weeks ago. Even we talked about it.
He's two years.
My son ain't said
his
name
like
even
on
the
birth certificate.
Stop lying.
Okay. Whose name is on the birth certificate? Do you know?
Nobody's.
Exactly, because it's
because he went. He was not there when he was born. Exactly. I could put anybody on there, but I didn't.
Exactly. Because you don't know.
Until he gets back, then when he could be on the birth certificate. So I was waiting for him.
So hold on. And we was ready to put his name on it. I want to understand this. Was he there when you had the baby?
No.
It was another guy, that's why.
There was nobody else there but my mom and my sister.
Your mom is in Germany, so you said, when did these people come?
My caught mom over here in the States.
So you just got caught in another lie.
If you want more episodes of Paternity Court, make sure to subscribe and click on the notification bell.
I'm sick of all these little hookers trying to say my son is a daddy. I'm sick of it. I get babies dropped off here, dropped off there. I'm sick
I'm not
of
it.
But and it stops today. Because that does, baby is not my son.
Here's the thing that she
it
does.
Is.
Here's
I'm
the
sorry.
Thing. That's a lie.
Yes,
no,
that's
it's a lie.
Not.
That's a lie.
First of all, she's a liar because you just had a wild sex party that got shut down by the police station last week.
No,
hello.
Ma'am.
Yes,
that
you did. Yes,
true.
You did. Yes,
it's
you did.
Hoes in this
that
house.
That is not true.
Miss McBirth.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is true because why is your neighbors? Why is your neighbors complain about the sex that goes on in your
there
household.
There was no sex yes. going on. No. Read the police report. If you want
some order.
Read the police report.
Ladies, let's get some order. Miss McBirth, I have to ask you, you're very tough on Miss Jackson. Do you have anything to say about your son's behavior?
My son has... Yeah, I know exactly what type of person he is. He's just as trifling as she is. He's a handsome guy.